So hello, dear Get More listeners. Today we are super happy to have with us. So now it's a tough moment for you, for me, sorry. We have Daya Chernysheva. Am I right?
Absolutely,
Oh,
100%.
nice. So Daya, thanks for joining us on the podcast. And my first question, as with everyone, is who are you?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank you, Thomas, for inviting me. It's a great pleasure to be here on your podcast.
You're welcome.
So, who am I? My journey starts many, many years ago when I was born in Ukraine in the beautiful city Odessa. That's where my journey starts, and I was born by the sea. I really love the sea, and that's because I love traveling, because my grandfather used to be a captain, and I traveled a lot since being a baby.
Nice.
And at some point, my family decided that they want to change, and when I was 9 years old, my family and I, we moved to Germany.
Okay.
And Germany became my home. That's where I went to school, and that's where I graduated from the university, and actually started to work here, really.
And which, if I may, which part of Germany, where?
I am located in Hamburg, so we
Okay.
initially came to Hamburg, and since then, actually, it was small breaks because I also lived in Italy and
No.
in Ireland and also in Frankfurt, Maine, which is also Germany.
Yeah.
But my heart belongs to Hamburg because I consider Hamburg my home, my second home. And from the moment I graduated, I started working. Back then, when I started to work, online marketing was not so popular because it was like, in baby shoes, online marketing. So, but I started to work for a big company, Axel Springer. Probably a lot of people know it. It's a huge publishing company in Germany. Very famous, and they were the first one actually who started the digital subscriptions, and
Okay.
that's where my actually digital journey started, because I used to be part of a team which had to work on this new exciting project for the newspaper, because the print version of the newspaper, the numbers went down, so
Okay.
less people read the normal paper, on the paper, and more people were exciting to read the newspaper on let's say digital on the digital way. So that's how I started, and from there on, I went on, continued to work in digital business, let's say this way.
Okay, so you've always done digital, in fact. So that's your love life.
Yes, exactly. My partner in crime, of course. Yes, the digital has always been a part of me. So, and I actually one of I wouldn't say a lot of people, could be at the right moment where the whole thing just exploded, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like in a good way, where it became so popular, and digital advertising, and all the subscriptions, and now we have generative IE, so it's very exciting right now.
Okay, so and as you're talking about that, you saw the evolution of digital marketing, and
Exactly.
what would you say are the main events that happen in digital marketing, and what should our listeners, business owners, executives, and so on, pay attention to for the next, I mean, we don't know for the long future, but at least for the next 1, 2, 3 years, what should they pay attention to? Where should they focus their effort?
Well, I would say definitely artificial intelligence and digital transformation became so important for every business, because if your clients, if your listeners want to keep up with The new way of doing business, of course, people need at some point they need to be informed about the new ways of doing business. And of course, I think in I would say in 2 3 years the artificial intelligence will be so developed that yeah, partly it will probably take some of our jobs away, or maybe tasks, not jobs, but tasks, because tasks which we do, automatically, which maybe are boring, and people have to adjust their business to the new environment and the new digital way of doing business, and focusing on that, because technology right now is very important. And I know that there is currently the situation in the world is very difficult because of the economic crisis. But if you want to stay competitive, I would say you have to invest in technology, digital transformation.
And do you agree that people still don't have a good understanding of what artificial intelligence can bring? Because I mean, I see either they have no clue. I saw stats that something like 40% of Americans in business, for example, never used any form of artificial intelligence. Then there are the other ones who think worldwide that you just put in a prompt and whoo, it's like magic. You get exactly what you want. And then there are those who are scared like hell because it will kill us, you know. It's like Terminator. It will kill us. It will replace us. So, what's your take on that? What will you say to people who, I mean, I guess the listeners understand that yes, you have to go through it, artificial intelligence. You have to use it, but how should they use it? What should they do from your perspective?
Well, I think, having being afraid of something new is at some point, very normal, because when I think about the people like who lived like 200 or 300 years ago, or like, for example, when the first telephone was invented, people were probably afraid of the telephone, and now they are used to it, right? I can understand this, but I think that, first of all, if you don't want to be to get so much information about it, just my advice is to get a consultant, someone, a professional, an expert who is already or who already knows a lot about digitalization, let's say this way, they can share actually their expertise, and actually they can see ways how someone can improve his or her business, by investing in technology. Of course, this is not, I mean, people have a very easy expectation, or they think, well, it's very easy, you put a coin and then you'll get the product. It's not so easy. There's a lot of project management behind it. But I think that once you get a big picture of what actually artificial intelligence is, I think you will get used to it. And probably in 2 3 years, people will be more confident about the new technologies, and they will know more, and they will get used to it, because it will be part of our daily life.
So, and nowadays, what are you doing? For whom are you working? What are you doing?
I actually, I used to I used to work a lot for different international companies like Google, WPP, Sizmek, just to name a few. And then at some point, it was 5 years ago, when something dramatic happened in my life. My grandfather passed away after an illness, and that's where kind of, you can always find, I would say, a ray of light in a very tragic situation, I would say. And that were the point where I was thinking, for me, this is not the end. I don't want to be an employee anymore. I want to be an employer. So that's the point when I started my company, because at some point I wanted to be my grandfather, to be proud of me. And that's why I started my company. And as I said, I was working a lot in the digital business, and I had a lot of, I already collected a lot of experience in other companies, and I work for different international clients. So for me, it was kind of natural to start a consulting company where I can consult my clients about digital transformation, online marketing, and just how to do business, because my background is heavily in international management. So yeah, that was for me a new starting point. And since then, I have my own agency and working again with different clients around the world. Everyone has a different problem, I would say, or a different obstacle, as we like to say. And yeah, and I try, and people who work with me, we try to find the best solutions for my clients.
So you started on your own. Now, after 5 years, how many people are working with you or for you, or
Well,
however you structure the thing?
I try to keep it flexible, because I'm always looking for top talent out there, people who really give their best, who are really highly professional and can provide best solutions. So I do work with people, with a lot of freelancers. I do try to help my people right now because in Ukraine there's war right now and people struggle. So I do work with a lot of there's a lot of people from Ukraine, and but very flexible terms, so I have a business partner who is more responsible for the business development, and so well, let's hope that it will grow and someday I'll have like fixed employees at my company, and be a big company and competitive to other big international consulting companies.
Nice. And if I may ask, because Get More is also about, married business owners. If you have a couple life, how did you go through creating a company? And I mean, we all know that when you create a company, when you do something, it becomes your life. You always think about it. So how did you manage that? How do you manage it nowadays?
Well, I am some kind of lucky because I have a very supportive family, who know that that when I have to work, I have to work. And but there is also times when I know that I must focus on them. What I learned from the passing of my grandfather is that, no matter how important your work is, actually, family should always come first, because, life is very, you don't know what to expect in life, like you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And so you have to do the best, to enjoy every moment. I think your time with family, with your partner, is very important, and of course, you can't have it all, this is when people say you can have it all. No, you can't have it all. So, but you have to find compromises. So, and as I said, I'm very lucky that I have a very supportive family, and they know that if I need to focus on something else, they are very supportive.
Yeah, it's nice. That's very nice. So, I mean, we know what you are doing, but what's the why behind it? Why are you doing what you are doing? Why?
Well, I actually I when I started to work, I actually found out more about me that I really like helping people, so I'm the one who tried to give my best, to help people. And I first, it started like helping friends, and now it's helping clients, because I think in the end it's very important that we help each other. No human being can make it on his own, so every human needs support, so. And I think, For me, it is important that, for example, my clients, they succeed, because for me, it's a personal success as well.
Okay.
So I always give my best, and I do think that in general, it is very important, because if one company strives, the other company, because it's a circle, you know, we are all in a circle, and if something that performs very good, then, you know, we all will perform very good. It, for me, it's kind of my life mission to help not only my clients, but, you know, like, to do something good for the economy, for the environment, and you know, for other people, because if people need help, I'm here to help.
That's lovely. Oh, as you are just saying that you are here, how can people find you? If some listeners, someone in the audience needs help with their digital marketing, how can they find you?
Oh, they can find me everywhere. Like, for example, the best way is on our website. It's ellenbergconsulting.com or ellenberg-consulting.com. And
Oh,
then
how do
if you
you
just
spell
Google,
Ellenborg?
it's ELLEN and then Berg,
Okay.
BURG.
Okay.
Yeah, or if you just Google it, Ellenberg Consulting, you will find the social media channel, the website, and also the email, the address, so people can easily find my company.
Yeah. And what advice would you give to some entrepreneur, to some business owner? Because I mean, I know many, of course, and I often see that many are struggling with digital. They don't know what it is, or they know what it is, but they are scared of getting there. They are scared of publishing. I mean, I'm part of Grant Cardone's 10X Business Coaches, and we go massive. I mean, we called it omnipresence. We are sometimes I publish, I have 20 posts per day going out everywhere, and some people do even more. But there are many who are scared doing that because they think they don't have ideas. They are scared of showing themselves and so on. What should people do to at least start to be efficient with digital marketing? What would you advise them to do?
Well, first of all, you know, if you have any fears, you have to face your fears. You know, I think probably every psychologist would say this, you know, you have to face your fears in order to conquer them, right? So, first of all, you know, you don't have to make big steps, you know, like, for example, go deeply into, you know, digital transformation and redesign, rebuild your business from, you know, from A to Z, you know, so you can make just small steps, you know, like, for example, as I said, you know, hiring a consultant is a very beneficial step, you know, for every business, because you have someone from outside who actually, you know, they bring their expertise, they have like kind of a fresh view on the things, on the processes in your business. I think you have to start small, you know, and you don't have to be afraid of that, because if you have a good consultant who can actually plan your, let's say, an online marketing campaign or how to restructure your business in a very effective and efficient way, you know, you can only benefit from it, because that's where the growth come from, you know, so you can grow your business and you can be competitive, because, you know, as I said, it's all about the competitiveness, and companies who are not investing their time and money in technology right now, they will probably go bankrupt at some point,
Right.
because right now it's very important. You have to keep up with the technology, and I think also it is a thing which has to be happened in your mind. You have to get comfortable inside of you, and the thought that, okay, I can't do anything about it. I have to go with the time, and I have actually, you know, start being interested in new technologies and how I can enhance my business.
And would you say that, I mean, the answer is pretty obvious, but let me still ask the question, that one should target every platform or strategically think about it, or at least think with a consultant like you about it. What makes the most sense?
Well, I would always say what makes the most sense because every company has a different target audience, right? So, and like for example, if I think about those companies who target like teenage people, like
Right.
people from let's say 15 years old to 20, right? I would definitely invest more money in something like TikTok, right? If you have older people, then there is other ways, to use other platforms to reach your customers. So, I think every solution is unique for every customer. So there is no one general solution, and to invest a lot of money in, without choosing strategically the best way to invest your money is a waste of money, actually.
Right.
So I would always pick, some platforms who can bring the best or let's say who can bring more money than the others. But sometimes you have to test, because I always say like you can't do anything right at the beginning because you always have to do like the A/B test, where you test, okay, this one's work better, so we will go with that platform.
And would you say that you can start with digital marketing without spending money in advertising? But of course, you would spend money because you use time for it, you use resources to do that. But that you can start doing digital marketing and testing, as you suggested, just by doing it yourself, right? It's going against you who are a consultant. But sometimes it's good to put the fingers in the mud first alone and then see how much you need someone to help you.
Well, of course, everyone is free to do whatever he or she likes, of course, but but what you risk is that you spend too much money and it won't bring the right results, which you want to achieve. So yeah, but I think that the benefit of a consultant is that the consultants or the experts, they know the insight, and this is the point where if you want to invest money, it's better to invest in expert who will help you to save money instead of and you can look, there are also ways of doing advertising for free, like the magic word is growth hacking marketing. There are ways to use it, so everyone can try first for their own benefit, but I always advise to hire a consultant because you can save money and time.
Yeah, so that was already a very interesting thought. So, what deep thought or insight could you share with our listeners for today? Something they should think about it when we end this podcast.
Well, what they should think, well, they should think that if they don't start thinking about investing in technology, that again at some point their business might it might not survive the next even 1 year from now. And I think it's right now it's the right time because technology it's all strives, and you have to keep up with the technology. And the big insight which I could give is actually, yeah, it's good if you start right now, like for example, get to know the platforms like GDP, you can test it for free and see what it brings. And again, it's for free, and then you can see that you will probably need a consultant, because at some point every business will need to do something with artificial intelligence. So
So that's a good point. Very good point. And so guys, get to know artificial intelligence. I mean, I'm a big supporter of the human brain, as you know. So, but having some artificial help is great. It will never replace us. At least I think
Yeah.
so. Because there are so many complex things in the brain, human brain, that we still don't know. So mathematical models are not going to do much. I mean, it's very funny that I say that because I have a PhD in artificial intelligence that I got years ago. So yeah, it's a mix. It's funny. So yeah, thanks for sharing your thoughts. And so guys, get to know artificial intelligence. Get in touch with people like Daria to help you with your strategy with using these tools, because I think that's the key based on what you said, right, Daria?
I think but I'm also a supporter of the human brain, but and I think that we have to use the artificial intelligence in a good way. I mean, of course, there will always be ways how to use it in a bad way and against humanity, but I'm also a supporter. And there are also limitations of using it right now because some parts are still not that developed as you want them as you want them to be, but and you can always you can start trying and then see why it's so helpful.
So anything else you want to share with the audience before we close this podcast?
Well, I want to share that I think we live in right now in a very difficult time, and I think people it's always good to remind that there will better days will come for sure, and
I love
everything is
that.
going to be good. Yeah, and
I love
also
that.
if I may, just want to say thank you to everyone who supports my country, Ukraine. So because there is war, and I always think about my people because they have a very very tough time right now.
Yeah, it's hard on a
So
few times. Yeah. So some heart, some love to all the guys who are suffering at the moment. So
yeah.
Daya, thanks for that. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much for being on the Get More podcast. People know how to find you. Guys, I strongly advise you to get in touch with Daya to work on your digital marketing. And let's hope that we get you soon, later, whenever back on the podcast, Daya. Thanks so
Thank you
much.
very much. Thank you. Thank you, Thomas.